Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Sebastian Dolber, an IT veteran with over 14 years of experience working for high-profile multinational companies. He is also the founder and CEO of Aster, a company dedicated to make businesses succeed in the cloud. And Mr. Dolber, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters today, tell us, what is cloud-native technology?
To understand cloud-native, we first have to go back a little bit and talk about what is cloud technology. I'm sure you've heard of it, you've seen it, read about it. Your infrastructure now hosted on data centers, which are hosted by cloud providers such as maybe Microsoft or Google or Amazon with AWS, first started with mostly hosting of servers for you to move your applications, for you to move your databases, with a concept that is mostly known as virtual machines. So they basically rented, you know, the metal of servers so you could run your applications there. And that resembled a little bit of, you know, to having your own data centers, just, you know, it was somewhere else. Somebody else was taking care of, you know, your whole infrastructure and taking care of the actual physical servers, right? So that's how it mostly started, you know, cloud technology. But now cloud native is the next generation for cloud technology. Cloud native are services that are provided to you by your provider, service provider. And these are services specifically designed for the cloud. So I'm talking about managed services, fully managed, in which you have databases that can scale in and out, that can be just maintained completely by your cloud service provider, and you don't have to worry about even virtual servers. You have technologies such as serverless, which, you know, abstract you completely from, you know, even thinking about having a service. Just, you know, your business applications just run there. You just worry about your code, your business code, and what it does. You don't have to worry about scaling. You don't have to worry about configuration. You know, just with the minimal steps, you can have something running. And then you have containerized, such as Kubernetes, where you can run basically a fleet of services, and that's all managed by your cloud provider. So that's something that's new. That's something that a lot of companies are showing interest in and not trying to invest. It comes with its challenges, obviously, but the benefits are, in my opinion, are huge.
Well, certainly sounds like it. And thanks for the information shared to get things underway here today. Tell us, and take that even further, what is the benefit of using cloud native technology?
Yeah, sure. I think that the biggest benefit of all, and what companies are usually looking for, is to lower their costs, right? A big concern with the cloud is usually the cost, right? They want, you know, companies want transparency in what they are paying for month by month or yearly. With virtual machines, you know, the first generation for cloud technology, you just paying more because you were actually taking care of a server. You know, it had a bigger impact on your budget. With cloud native, that means this service is optimized in many ways for the cloud, and one of those ways is related to cost. So cloud native is usually a lower cost, it's very common to have this payment model, which is pay as you go. So if I want to use just my databases and I have a small application, then I'll have a very low cost, you know, probably cents on the hour. And as I grow as a company, as my services grow and as my business applications grow, then I start paying more. But the great benefit here is that I don't have to put up a huge investment up front, as it was before. You know, I just I can lease these virtual machines, and I'm going to pay up front because I don't know how much I'm going to grow. With Cloud Native, that is all optimized, so you can just pay what you need at the moment and then scale. And another big advantage is that you can run things quickly. As I mentioned before, with serverless technology, just have to worry about your code, you know, your business code, the one that really brings the value to the technology that you're building. You don't have to worry about managing infrastructure. You don't have to have a team dedicated to supporting that infrastructure. So you can move things quickly and at a lower cost. So you just worry about your business, and that's it. And a third big advantage, I think, it's the access that you have to bleeding edge technology. You now have access to things like artificial intelligence, IoT, blockchain, you know, bleeding edge technologies that in the past you would have to invest in your own infrastructure, put up with servers, install software to make those platforms work for you. But here, you know, any big cloud provider such as Google, Amazon, they're already providing, you know, services that are packed in a box, and you just consume their APIs, and you have in artificial intelligence, you have visual recognition, you have text recognition, you have all these kinds of services with neural networks that are already trained for you to use. And this is compounded with the other benefits that I mentioned, you know, lower cost. You pay for, you know, latest technology. You're paying, you know, cents or a few dollars per month to use something that is the latest coming from giants such as Google and Amazon. So it's really a big opportunity for businesses to adopt this cloud native technology and just build stuff with it and see where it goes. It's no longer a barrier to have the money to invest because of this new technology.
Also, Sebastian, if you would, why do you think businesses may not even know about this technology?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there is still the concept of cloud being just, you know, a computer in somebody else's data center, and businesses are stuck with that idea. You know, what's all this cloud about? It's just a password, because in the end, it's just a server. But as I mentioned, with the benefits, that is no longer the case. But I do have to admit that there is a lot of information available about cloud. Like if you subscribe to a technology blog, or if you're reading, you know, technology news in general, you'll see that there are new things coming to the cloud like every day. Every day, somebody releases something and you have to catch up. So sometimes that is hard, and that is too much information for a business owner or for a decision maker in an organization, and they completely block that new information. So they are stuck thinking about, you know, what they knew or what they were able to learn at the moment, and they, you know, so much information they cannot process it anymore. The other thing, you know, is that some smaller businesses or you know, medium-sized businesses might think, might see this news, but they'll think, well, this is only for big companies. This is only for them to invest millions of dollars and just use this technology. But the reality is that the lower cost and the fact that you have technologies such as serverless, which you can, you know, just click and run your code, that make it they make it much more obtainable for a small business, and they give a great advantage over competition that in the past may have been unachievable because of, you know, limitations in resources. And also, you know, some, you know, I believe that there is some shortage of experts in the field. You know, this is very new technology, so a lot of big consulting companies that do cloud, they are only catching up with what's coming, and they don't really have the knowledge to advise a business on cloud native, because they do a lot of things in not only cloud, but they dedicate themselves to do a lot of things in technology. That may be, you know, one of the reasons why business, you know, still don't know about it, or they don't know all the story.
Certainly do appreciate your insight and information so far today on cloud native technology. Today we're joined by Sebastian Dolber, the founder and CEO of Aster, a company dedicated to make businesses succeed in the cloud, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, are there any cons of using cloud native technology?
To be honest, there is a concern with, you know, what is called vendor lock-in, when you invest in a single vendor, and then there is the concern that you may not be able to move to another vendor if you need it, or if your prices are not suitable for you. And that is a concern. You know, cloud native, every vendor has their own implementations. So if I invest a lot in, say, Google serverless technology, what happens if tomorrow I want to move to Amazon, right? So that's a concern, but I think that concern is solved by having an expert just design an architecture that works for you, and in the future that you can move to another vendor if you wish. And I would say the other con that I see right now is that this is new technology, and new things are coming up every day. So you have to be careful not to jump in too early to the ship. So just make sure you understand what you're getting into. Maybe do some prototyping first, proof of concept, and then when you're ready and you see the technology is mature enough, then you can properly invest or know what you're getting into.
And that certainly sounds like some good advice right there. Thanks for that. As we conclude today, what steps do you recommend to move in that direction of cloud native technology?
As an advice, I would say consider your current situation. If you have existing business applications that you want to move to the cloud, start with a lift and shift. So grab your things, grab your architecture and your servers, and move them to the cloud. Just take the first step, move them as is to virtual machines. Then start to evolve your architecture, start changing some components here and there for cloud native, and then continue to evolve until you have, you know, everything cloud native, if you wish to go into that direction. If you're building something new, then I would recommend just build something native for the cloud. It will be very beneficial for you in terms of cost, in terms of speed, and time to market. So those are my two main recommendations regarding cloud native.
Sebastian, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate your expertise and insight and information here once again on cloud native technology. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your company, Aster, where's the best place online to get further information?
Oh, that would be your website, astersoftware.com. We have all the information on the services, and we have also interactive contact forms. So I recommend that you go there. We also publish a lot of material and blog posts on cloud technology. So I recommend for you to go and take a look.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Sebastian, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
All right, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Sebastian Dolber, the founder and CEO of Aster, a company dedicated to making businesses succeed in the cloud. And for further information, visit AsterSoftware.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.